MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
In January this year, South Africa witnessing the closure of 109 businesses, marking a substantial 35% surge from the corresponding period last year. According to the latest data from Stats SA, there was a notable 34.6% uptick in the overall number of liquidations in January this year compared to January last year. In conversation now with Vincent Munkel, who is the director of the dispute resolution practice at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. And Vincent, first of all then, given the significant rise in closure and liquidation reported by Stats SA, what are the factors that are driving this trend?
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Good afternoon to your listeners. In the main, companies go into liquidation for two reasons. One is the inability to pay debt. So a lot of companies are really under financial distress at the moment. And there's a lot of factors that contribute to that. The load shedding issue is a big issue. The economy is not really doing that well. So those are the main reasons that then companies are going into liquidation.
And these are all sizes of companies, aren't they?
That is so. That is correct. As you say, there's been, I think, about a 34.6% uptake in overall liquidation numbers in January 2024 compared to the same time last year.
So how does the legal framework as it exists in South Africa right now support struggling businesses, either to help them restructure or to avoid liquidation?
That is a good question. So what the Companies Act did in 2008, so the Act was introduced in 2008 and it took effect in 2011. So that was about 13 years ago. What it did, it introduced a concept called business rescue. And the stated purpose of business rescue is to promote innovation, investment in the African market, and also to provide a framework for the rescue of companies. And that is done in two ways. But before I get there, let me just maybe explain why companies would go under business rescue. The test for business rescue is financial distress. So that means if a company is unlikely to pay its debt or unlikely to be insolvent in the next 6 months, then it's a prime candidate for business rescue. And the purpose of that business rescue would be to avoid that company going into liquidation.
So under what circumstances then might a company opt for liquidation over business rescue or vice versa?
So if a company is insolvent, so if its liabilities exceed its asset, then it shouldn't go into business rescue. It should go into liquidation. However, if it's only in financial distress, so you know, there are likely challenges, you know, in the next 6 months, they won't be able to pay their debtors or they might be insolvent. That is a prime candidate for business rescue because it's not in insolvency, it's in financial distress. How it works is then the business rescue process will then start. There'll be a BRP that's appointed, and that BRP basically takes the supervision of the company in an effort to restructure the affairs of the company so that it can continue to exist on a solvent basis.
What are the risks attached to that process?
So there are a couple of risks. I think the first one would be the fact that if it goes into business rescue too late, so it has passed that financial distress, it's now insolvent. In those circumstances, it's unlikely that business rescue will work because it will not be insolvent. So there's that risk that it might not work. The other risk is if there is no cooperation between all the affected persons. So those would be your employees, those would be all the creditors, those would be unions. If there is no cooperation, in those circumstances, it's very difficult for business rescue to work. Obviously, the business rescue practitioner has wide powers, but it really requires the cooperation of all the stakeholders in order to save the business.
One of the problems is the business rescue practitioner wants to stay on in the job as long as possible because it's a revenue stream.
Yeah, we have seen those instances, but I must say the courts have come quite hard on those business rescue practitioners who do that. So the test is if a business rescue practitioner, one of the requirements is that in order for him to continue as a business rescue practitioner, he has to believe that there's a reasonable prospect of rescuing the business. If he doesn't, he has to put it in liquidation. if the company obviously is riskable, it's advisable for him to continue as long as possible. But it can't be indefinite. The period put in the act is about 3 months, but in practice, you know, you'll see business rescue practitioners or business rescue process going on as long as, let's say, 6 months, let's say about 2 a year.
How do you determine if a company is rescuable?
So it's not an easy question. One thing that we do is, or advise clients as well as business rescue practitioners, is to, before you can make that determination as to whether to put the business rescue, the company business rescue, you must perform basically what we refer to as a pre-assessment. So you must then look at, you know, what debts are in the entity. You must look at the order book, the pipeline, and then you sort of have to then make that determination to say, well, this company has this type of orders that are coming in the next 6 months or in the next 12 months. There's an availability of sort of post-commencement finance. Let's say your funders are willing to fund the company. You know, having considered all those factors, you can then make a determination to say, okay, this company is rescuable, and you then put it in business rescue. But however, having put it in business rescue, once you form a view that as a business rescue practitioner, that it's no longer, there is no longer a reasonable prospect of rescuing the company, there's an obligation on you as a business rescue practitioner to then terminate the business rescue proceedings.
Vincent Manko, thank you very much indeed from Cliff Decker-Hoffmeyer.